Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DrMaddox. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DREMADDOX.org. We have a blessing there for you, all kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that Word of God to you.
Might as well put your hands together.
I got joy in my soul.
Impacted and heal during this process. Again, I saw a lot of information disseminated during the healing school that prepared people to receive their healing. One of the most important things that I think was stated, or if I could sum it up, is that we have to understand that God has already given us the power, the love, and the sound mindedness we need to be healed. He's given us the power in Luke 10, 17 through 20. And somehow, I won't say the church as a whole, but a lot of us moved into a petition scenario relative to God's healing rather than commanding to come forth what God has already granted, ordering disease to leave, ordering demonic influence and impact to leave, demanding and commanding that the enemy, Satan, release our health, our wealth, our sound mindedness, and our well-being. And that became a manifestation of that process of teaching on Saturday. Now, from what I understand, the evening messages were full of power and healing as those servants of God went forth to minister to the people and prayed for them after each service. My God, we need to understand that God is still in the business of healing and deliverance. It is important that we in the body of Christ recognize that we still have power, we still have authority, and we still have dominion. Now, I want to relate a particular case to you that, far as I'm concerned, was to me the most significant, because I knew of this condition of this young lady who was suffering from a back problem, who was suffering from a spine that was out of alignment that caused her to be short on the right side of her body relative to her left leg and her left arm being out of alignment. Now, she was prayed for. She was prayed for by Dr. Addles and Pastor Phillips. And as a result, a miracle occurred. The miracle came to happen as a result of two phases of prayer. Two phases of prayer. Dr. Addles prayed for the young woman, and he did an overall prayer, prayed for a back, prayed for a body, prayed for a healing. And when the services were over, Pastor Phillips came up to the young lady and said, "I heard you mention that you were dealing with some unevenness or some out of alignment." So he asked her to sit down, and she lifted up her legs so he could see, and they were uneven. The left leg appeared to either be shorter or longer, and I was watching, and it appeared that the leg moved and they evened up. Now, I'm fully engaged in paying attention. Then he asked the young woman to hold out her arms. Then I could see at that point that the right hand was shorter than the left. And he began to pray that they would line up. And I saw the right hand grow, or the arm grow into alignment with the left hand. I was about 2 feet away. I could hear and see everything. And what I saw was the right arm or the right hand, which looks like it was about an inch shorter, as she stretched out both arms. And the right hand or arm, however you want to phrase it, however you want to state it, I saw the right hand or the right side of that body, arm, hand grow into alignment with the left. So I asked the young woman, did the same thing happen with the left and right leg? I was looking at him and I thought I saw it, but I wasn't as close as I was to the right and the left arm. And she said it had. She stood up. She said her body felt entirely different. She had alignment. She had been dealing with this, far as I'm concerned or aware of, for the last 6 or 7 years directly. But she knew that there was a problem before then. I witnessed her body become aligned. I saw the hand become even, that the right and the left hand were no longer out of alignment. They were the same length. The same thing happened with her right and left leg. Now, I thought I saw that, but I know I saw what happened with the arms. It wasn't a trick. It wasn't an illusion, because I don't care what you do, you can't stretch a bone as a trick, because if you pull the body and it's not truly realigned, it will snap back into its original position. Now, as I speak to you today on Wednesday, this occurred Saturday, amen, May 30th. This young woman is still in alignment. Her arms are still the same length. Her legs are still the same length. Now, I will encourage you that if you don't believe, then you can simply contact with Pastor Phillips at the Community AME Church. You can contact that church to verify if this did occur. God is still in the miracle business, and we say praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I just gave you one example that I can verify, because my eyes was on it up close and personal, and I witnessed limbs grow into alignment and become even, where that person could begin to function and have equilibrium and stabilization in their body. Praise be to the Lord. The Healing Explosion Conference did result and several miracles and a healing explosion for this young lady who was looking for alignment in her body. God bless you for listening.